Hey, you guys, welcome back to episode 2. We are on the birth of a vision, discovering your spiritual purpose. I want to thank everybody for joining Life Unapologetic with Athena podcast. Thank you to all of my listeners, those of you who have been rocking out with me from the beginning, and any new listeners that we have, shout out to you all. Thank you so much for supporting Life Unapologetic with Athena. As you guys know, I am your identity coach, Athena Stewart. And what do I do as this coach? I coach many believers through levels of transformation in the areas of personal, professional, and spiritual development to walk in, out, and through behavioral excellence that I absolutely know from personal experience leads to opportunity. If you are new to Life Unapologetic with Athena, I want to encourage you to go check out my personal YouTube channel at Athena Stewart over on YouTube. This is where I will show my face when doing a live podcast for Life Unapologetic with Athena. You can also subscribe and download episodes from the podcast over on Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I really like the way I look on Spotify, but the Audioboom really shows my podcast, its background, and all that good stuff. We are also a part of an amazing kingdom orientated, kingdom developed radio show, 126 Genesis radio show, as well as media company, Life Unapologetic with Athena. Has been privileged and honored to have our show aired. Now moving to Sundays there on the radio. So we're super blessed and super excited about the opportunity. So go check us out there. We have been walking through the birth of a vision, discovering your spiritual purpose. This is episode 2. This is this series is about vision, where there is no vision. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28:18, the people perish. And so this series explores the critical importance of spiritual vision and how to discover your God-given purpose. We in my coaching community have been walking through spiritual vision mastery, mindset and mind mastery, through our various 33 days of intention. And it has been quite an experience and quite an amazing journey. We've just been so excited to walk through this. And so, again, super excited to bring this episode to you all from the podcast. We also will be trying to air this over on, like I said, Athena Stewart YouTube channel, which is also the home of Life Unapologetic with Athena. You can also catch some of these over on the Spiritual Growth Academy YouTube channel. Many of my followers are over there, so definitely don't want to leave them out. All right, let's jump in today's episode. We're going to be talking about the importance of spiritual vision. We might get into a little bit of developing spiritual insight, but not guaranteed, because I'm trying to keep these episodes to 30 minutes. And no more than that for radio show purposes, et cetera. So let's jump into the importance of spiritual vision. Why is spiritual vision necessary? Why do people perish without it? Many of us might be asking that question. Why is it necessary? Why isn't, you know, me serving God and me reading my Bible? Why isn't, you know, me going after my career and working my 9-to-5? Why isn't that sufficient enough, right? Why am I going to be considered perishing if I don't have it? When we look at 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 through 17, we're introduced to a story that has so much to do with being able to see in the spirit. And I think it's an amazing story that we're able to see literally, where we're able to see literally spiritual vision being activated in the natural. And here we find the answer through the story of the prophet Elijah and his servant Gehazi. Again, this is in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 through 17. We see that spiritual vision is essential for navigating life's challenges and overcoming the enemy's schemes, right? In order to truly not walk in fear, worry, stress, and anxiety, we have to be able to see in the spirit to be able to realize the spiritual vision that the Lord has created for us. There's so many different challenges and there's so many different schemes of the enemy that are deployed against the lives of the believer in our everyday life, in our everyday activities, that if we're walking not only just in spiritual, without a spiritual vision, but without spiritual sight, we will fall prey to a lot of these different schemes. And so without spiritual vision and that navigation tool, you and I as believers are easily defeated by the circumstances we face, and we lose sight of God's divine plan. And how many of us can attest that because we have not had a structured strategic game plan as it pertains to our everyday life, that we literally have been falling prey or having negative life experiences as a result. I'll give you an example. The last couple of days, I have been just not feeling, I don't want to say not feeling well, because I haven't been sick, but my body has just been exhausted. I had a burnout moment. I had a burnout 2 days. And I knew it was because of my disobedience. I knew it was because I had not been really aligning myself with the vision that God has for my health, for my body, right? The health of my body. And I know that the Holy Spirit had been talking to me about eating healthy and just incorporating another element and another level of healthy behavior in the areas of what I eat, what I drink, right? And just the activities that are associated with that. And I remember initially being introduced to this direction that I really didn't have the framework. I didn't have an idea of what, you know, eating healthy looked like for me, or, you know, what I'm a very picky eater. So what were the foods that I would be able to eat that I would enjoy? What is a diet plan, you know, as it pertains to how my grocery list needs to change? And this last week, I really have been begin to feel the significance of the burnout physically from just a lot of different compounding things in this day-to-day rural call life. And so I was recently introduced to this Greek 4-week meal plan with recipes and ingredients for shopping lists and all of these myriad of things. And immediately when I saw it, I knew I had to have it. There was like this zeal that jumped in my spirit that I knew that I needed that information. I needed that framework to come into alignment with the spiritual vision that the Lord had for my health, even for my family's health, because I'm the shopper, I'm the cooker. And so I've been really excited to incorporate this week into my grocery shopping and into our soon to be daily meals with some tweaks, of course. But I said all of that to say that when we're not really aligned with spiritual vision, and when we don't understand the importance of spiritual vision, we fall prey easily to the circumstances of life that we face, right? And when you think about the people perish, right? That when you think about why do people perish without a spiritual vision, that's an example. Me literally being in bed for 2 days because I felt so burnt out. Work has been extremely stressful. It's been extremely high paced. It's been extremely busy on top of working my own entrepreneurial businesses and showing up in my coaching virtual community, right? While having all of these other various life responsibilities, my body, because it's not getting what it needs to have the right fuel, right, to be able to be at its optimum pace and ability, has done myself a disservice. And so this is where spiritual vision covers every aspect of our lives. And this is where the Holy Spirit will give us what we need. But we have a responsibility to seek out the framework and begin to incorporate and to begin to take action upon the things that it gives us. This biblical example that we're seeing here in the Word of God out of 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 through 17 is a story of Elijah, who was a great prophet, and Gehazi, his helper or his servant. The story of the prophet Elijah and his servant Gehazi, I get these words so mixed up, so y'all forgive me, found in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 through 17, illustrates the significance of spiritual vision. When the Israelites were surrounded by the Syrian army, I don't know why I'm getting tongue-tied, y'all. Gehazi was filled with fear as at the sight of the enemy's overwhelming forces. Even as I wrote these notes, I could think of how this looked to us today. Here, the servant of Elijah was super intimidated because he could physically see in the natural the opposition. What does that look like for us today? It could be our bills that are piling up and our 9-to-5 isn't bringing in enough. We don't have the energy to work additional hours because we're probably already maxing out. It could look like not being able to keep up with our home responsibilities because we don't have work-life balance. It can look like feeling so behind in our spiritual disciplines and spending time with God truly and desiring to be in prayer, all because that takes more time that we already don't have. It could be not doing what we're supposed to do in the area of our health and not showing up in excellence in that area where we're really beginning to feel overwhelmed, and we're all of the elements that the enemy is magnifying in our lives seem to be bigger than the God that is within us. Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Gehazi's immediate reaction was to cry out, "What shall we do?" How many of us feel like we have been in a season where we're crying out, "Lord, what shall I do? I can't catch up. I can't keep up. I don't see a way out. I don't see help. What shall I do?" Elijah, however, reassured him, saying, "Fear not, for they that be with you and I are more than they that be with them." See, Elijah had an opportunity to work through his spiritual vision. When we look at many of the examples in the Word of God, we see many individuals moving almost in a systematic way. It's as if almost like they truly understand their identity. They truly understand what they've been called to do, and they truly understand how to walk that out. Now, there have been many times where we see these individuals having to grow in certain areas, in certain spaces and places, but at the end of it all, they continue to remain consistent with the call of God on their lives. And so we see that here with Elijah, someone who had been developed in his prayer life, developed in his relationship with God, knowing how to tap into the Spirit of God and to be led by God through various points in his life, very difficult points where he had to execute a certain direction, but also very difficult points where he needed to be built in the trust of the Lord. And so here, because of these experiences, Elijah is able to tell his servant, "Fear not, for they who I see in the Spirit are with us are far more and far greater than those who are against us." Many times we don't understand the help that the Lord has for us in our seasons because we haven't spent enough time in the secret place to be able to be enlightened and to be able to see and know and be encouraged that the authority and the help through angels that the Lord has for us is greater than anything that we're facing. Elijah then prayed for God to open Gehazi's eyes to the spiritual realm. And here we see the servant's vision being expanded, where he saw that the Israelites were surrounded by God's heavenly army, far outnumbering the Syrian forces. He was able now to tap into the spiritual realm and see the spiritual help that would consume all of the fearful aspects of what he could see. And so I want to talk about a little bit about seeing beyond the natural, because a lot of coming into vision and writing out our life's vision and mastering vision and being able to pull down, let's say, these downloads or these dreams that we get from the Lord, it really requires us to be able to see beyond the natural. And that could even be a metaphoric statement for being able to overcome different negative aspects of life. We have to be able to see beyond the circumstances. We have to be able to see beyond the situations. In this instance, God granted Gehazi the ability to see the spiritual reality with his physical eyes. How many of us need the Lord to show us what our spiritual reality is versus what our physical reality might look like? A lot of times we need to grow, or we need to come into agreement with what God says about us versus what our circumstance or our situation might be trying to get us to partner with. However, the crucial point is that spiritual vision enables God's people to see beyond the natural circumstances of life. There is an activation that happens when we're open to the Lord increasing and opening up our spiritual vision. Without spiritual vision, you and I are like Gehazi. Before his eyes were open, he was overwhelmed by the enemy's apparent power and trapped in a cycle of fear and uncertainty. And I can't tell you how many times I come into contact with individuals who are in this repetitive cycle of fear. You know, every season has a cycle, and there are certain things that happen within those seasonal cycles. And without spiritual vision, many of us find ourselves going through the same seasons, its same cycles, without any progression. And it's mostly because we have not taken the time to identify vision and to walk vision out, right? To identify what our vision is and identify the direction of our vision to walk out the required steps, right? And so we end up in these cycles of fear, these cycles of exhaustion, these cycles of anxiety. But I want to go a little bit deeper and talk about focusing on God's divine plan for your life and mine. Spiritual vision shifts our focus from problems we face to the divine plan of God. When we really say, okay, God, I want to see a difference in my life. Like, I want to see true transformation. I want to see true change. I want to see like quantifiable, definitive change in my life. I want to really begin to feel different. I want to begin to move different. I want to begin to experience a difference in my life. I don't want it to be the same mundane life. I really want to get out of my 9-to-5, and I want to be able to buy back my time. I want to have freedom and control over where I need to be and what I need to do and when I need to do it. I want to have control over where I'm able to be for any period of time when it pertains to my physical location. I want to be able to have control over my finances and be able to steward them in such a way that I've mastered financial literacy to where I don't have to sell my time, and I don't have to be placed in one space for long periods of time. I want spiritual vision so that it shifts my focus from problems that I face to your plan that you have for me. And so when we're focused on God's divine plan for our lives, it allows you and I to see unseen forces at work and understand that God is ultimately in control. Oh, I love this. I love this so much, because a lot of times we are up against different entities. Ephesians 6 and 12 gives us an outline of a hierarchy. I often like to pull these things up so that I can show them on the screen, but I don't have that privilege today. But But when we think about Ephesians 6 and 12, and we think about God wanting to open our eyes and have us to be able to understand what we're dealing with, we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against powers. The Bible also says we wrestle against rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And so when we're talking about vision and we're looking at the divine plan of God, the Lord will begin to show us the things that are trying to hinder our progress and our growth. And so when God brings an understanding to our spiritual vision, we are allowed to do a couple of things. Number one, we're able to overcome fear. When we see the spiritual reality, and when we realize that God's power is infinitely greater, like when we believe that for ourselves, then any earthly challenge, there's a shift. This knowledge dispels fear and replaces it with confidence and peace. And this is why the Word of God tells us to renew our mind daily. A lot of times, you know, I've experienced where, you know, you're supposed to quote a scripture to counteract an intrusive or negative thought, a fear, an anxiety. And oftentimes we're like, well, you know, I said it, but I really ain't seen no definitive change. I really haven't seen a difference. I'm trying to come into alignment, but there is no immediate difference. The more that we quote the scriptural context to our circumstance and our situation, the more that we're leaning in to allowing God to open our eyes to spiritual vision, the more that we will see God's power being greater than any earthly challenge. The more that we do the work, the more that we will begin to see the opportunities of God in our lives. Number two, we begin to discern God's will. Spiritual vision helps you and I discern God's will for our lives, and it makes choices. It helps us to make choices that align with his purposes. How does this happen? Because when we're going after spiritual vision, there's a hunger for the word. When we're going after spiritual vision and understanding it and really wanting to experience it and quantify it in our lives, there's prayer, there's fasting, there's meditating. We begin to have experiences throughout our day that cause us to go after God a little bit more. Number three, we persevere through trials. We find ourselves being empowered when we understand that our struggles are part of a larger spiritual battle. Again, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. We can endure them with patience and trust in God's ultimate victory. We understand their motives. We understand their tactics. We begin to get prophetic insight and revelation and interpretation and strategy. And this allows us to persevere through momentary trials that we might be experiencing as a result of these entities. Number four, we experience God's protection. When we walk in spiritual vision, we're reminded that we are surrounded by God's protection and that he is always with us, even in the darkest of times. And this could be no further, this could be no truer. If you look at your life, yes, we have all experienced some things in life because man has the ability to make choice. It's not God's will. It's not God's heart. It wasn't in his grand plan that we would experience these traumatic moments in time, but he did know that we would experience and go through some things. But again, because man has choice, a lot of times the things that we experience were not the heart of God for our lives, but it was the evil plan of the enemy to try to deter and to try to sway us and to try to break us from coming into alignment with the spiritual vision that God has for us. But as we begin to fortify our resolve in God, we begin to experience God's protection in a way that we know it was nobody but God. And I believe that as we're walking more in alignment with the things of God for our lives, I believe we begin to have opportunities to experience less and less of those traumatic oppositions of the enemy. Life is not always going to be easy, but I believe that we're able to go through life in such a way that we endure different. So spiritual vision is not a one-time event. and I'm going to continue to say this throughout this series. It's an ongoing process of seeking God and aligning our hearts and our minds with His. Seeking God and purposely and intentionally aligning our hearts and our minds, right? Our emotions and our behavior with His. Jeremiah 29 and 11. I know the thoughts and the plans. I know the mind I have for you. I know the heart I have for you. And so through prayer, through meditation on scripture, through fellowship with other believers, you and I can cultivate spiritual vision and experience the fullness of God's presence for our lives. Father, we thank you again for this series. We thank you for this opportunity of being able to be exposed to the idea of vision, the idea of seeing spiritually, being able to see in the spirit, to be able to uncover and to be able to pull into the natural our life's vision, to master it and walk it out, Father God, that we may see a true change in our lives, that we may see change in our finances, we may see change in our time, we may see change in where we are called to be. Father, we thank you that you are always speaking and you're giving us an opportunity to hear. Father, I pray that any seed that is planted through this series in the hearts and the minds and the lives of your people, that it would yield a harvest and that that harvest would be reaped, Father God, for your glory and the advancement of your kingdom through your people. In Jesus' name, I pray. Until next week, y'all, I'll see you soon. Again, thank you to all my Life Unapologetic listeners. I truly appreciate you. Continue to come back to dive into this series. Again, if you are a Life Unapologetic with Athena listener over on Spotify, Audio Boom, over on SoundCloud, over on Apple Podcasts, you can also hear my series or my teachings or my episodes over on 126 Genesis radio station. It is a kingdom-based radio station and media company. You can also see the visuals of the podcast episodes over on my personal YouTube channel at Athena Stewart. Type in Athena Stewart over on YouTube and I should pop up. Go to the podcast tab and you will find the series there. And for all of my OGs over on the Spiritual Growth Academy, I may try to upload this teaching there too, because I don't want to be stingy. I want to make sure y'all come over. But if you are a Spiritual Growth Academy listener over on YouTube, go over and follow me on the Athena Stewart YouTube channel. That would really bless me to get to that 1,000 followers, subscribers, and listeners. I appreciate you guys for loving me, and I will see you next week for another episode. Bye now.